Good morning and welcome to the Health and Aging Show, where we talk about the joys and the challenges of growing older in this great state. And we talk to local experts about what they see happening as people age, as well as the services that are available for you and your loved one. I'm your host, Jace McDermott, and I'm actually joined this morning with my co-host, Tammy Madrid. It has been a while, Tammy.
It has been a while. I'm so happy to be here.
Jeez, I was wondering. I was like, do we need to pay you more or something? I mean, it is just being crazy without you. They keep asking me, where's your co-host? She's keeping you in line.
It's been crazy, but I'm back and I have the rubber bands ready to shoot at you.
That's good. That's good. Well, I'm excited you're here, so thank you for being here this morning.
Absolutely.
And we have a wonderful show today. We have Jessica Lager with Mayberry. Can't even spit it out this morning. Mayberry Day Services.
Yay. Hi. Thank you for having me on, Jason.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tammy.
And absolutely. I know you've been on a couple times, and, you know, I'm your biggest fan. I think you do such a great service, and, you know, our clients utilize your service.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Incredible.
I could have you on weekly if you really wanted the truth. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
We love what we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it shows.
It does show, absolutely. So, and I know we're going to get into Mayberry. Okay, you know, we have some new listeners who want to know what Mayberry Day Services are. I think it's a wonderful service. But you know what? First, let's talk about Jessica.
Okay.
I mean, you are such an interesting person. You're such a great person. Honestly, we just talk about you the whole show if you want to.
Oh, no, thank you.
Seriously. tell us a little about yourself. You've lived in Albuquerque your whole life, or where are you from?
Yeah, for the most part, I grew up a military brat, so did some moving early on when I was young, but for the most part, I'm a lifer here in Albuquerque.
Was your parents in the Air Force or
Navy?
Navy. Yeah. Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Now, that's kind of curious. How did someone with parents from Navy end up in Albuquerque?
So right. Born in Pensacola, Florida.
Boom.
Lived there a whopping 6 weeks of my life. It was very memorable. And then he got transferred to Albuquerque, lived here for 2 years, then transferred to San Jose, California.
Right.
And then when he retired 20 plus years in the Navy, then decided to come back to Albuquerque because it was so nice. So I've been here since I was six, and
wow.
I consider myself a lifer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't agree more. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. You spent a lot of time in Florida, so I don't know.
That's a long time. Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's great. And I know you have two wonderful children, and I know you've got a lot of experience in the industry, which we'll talk about, and you're definitely a person of interest and have so many cool things, and you are a pro soccer player. I can literally talk about that the whole show.
Okay, we'll just talk about that.
Yeah, it would be called the Health and Soccer Show. No, wonderful, wonderful. Well, let's talk about your experience. I know you've been doing this for a very long time, as far as, you know, caring for people and taking care of people that need help. And so, yeah, tell us about that.
Absolutely. Very passionate about working with people with disabilities of wide variety. So,
right.
My grandmother had Alzheimer's for over 15 years diagnosed. So that was kind of my primary passion specifically for this field and for Mayberry Daycare. Also previously worked for a DD waiver, developmental disability waiver company for 10 years, including overseeing two assisted living homes within that agency. So
Wow. Just
a lot of services serving people with disabilities. My son does have autism. So that was kind of my life journey to get into the field from the beginning. He was diagnosed when he was three. And so really wanted to learn more and be an expert in that field. So at the time, I left my job and went and worked for a DD waiver company here in town. And
so I can imagine you're a huge advocate, which I know you personally, and you are. So
absolutely.
Again, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, when what made you, and we'll talk about Mayberry, because Mayberry's a wonderful place. Well, what made you decide to start Mayberry?
Understanding the true need for the service. There is very few types of agencies in even Albuquerque, yet alone New Mexico, that are providing this level of service. Being a caregiver myself, I really feel that there's a huge gap in services available to families out there.
Oh, I agree.
There's thousands of us that are caring for our loved ones at home, exhausted, not getting them a break at all, which is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Not taking care of ourselves as a caregiver, because all our time and energy and love goes into the person who needs assistance or the person with the disability. So I just feel there's a huge gap in services between doing it all yourself at home or putting your loved one possibly in a residential setting.
Right. So let's talk about Mayberry Services. We'll just start from the starting. So Mayberry Senior Services is a day service place. So seniors could go you know, to your, I don't want to say facility, because it's definitely not a facility. It's, you know, a day services place, and people go to, and they can do the activities they do throughout the day.
Absolutely.
Keep them, you know, socially, just, you know, they can do wonderful things. And of course, we'll get into that, because you have so much you guys do. I don't even know if we have a show long enough to talk about it. I mean,
we're busy.
I was going to say, I mean, after the show, I want to run over there. Right? but you guys do such great services, and I just really want our listeners to understand, you know, what it is. So, you know, it's definitely a place that seniors can go to during the day and, again, give some respite to family, caregivers, both.
Absolutely, and that's what we target. So we're here to serve not only the person, the client themselves, but also their families, just understanding the importance of helping both that group. So if a person were to bring their mom or dad or loved one to our program, their loved one's going to have a great time. They're going to be, we do exercises. They're going to get cognitive stimulation, a lot of brain stimulation. That's what we really try to target. Physical exercise, social interactions with other individuals. So the loved one who's in the program is actually going to really benefit. But at the same time, then the loved one can know that their person that we're caring for is safe, in a good environment, having a good time, so that they can go relax and get the things done that they need, whether that's go home and take a nap, go grocery shopping. If you've ever tried to go grocery shopping with either a child with autism like I have, or even, you know, grandma who has dementia, it can become very, very difficult. So it gives that time, the caregiver, even to go to doctor appointments for themselves, which often they don't get to do.
I have a feeling my wife will be calling you and signing me up. I have a feeling I'll be attending your place tomorrow.
Wonderful. Looking forward to that.
Well, no, and again, you know, I think Mayberry is great. And again, we have a personal experience with you guys, and we hear nothing but wonderful things. And honestly, even more than you can imagine. I mean, it's just such
a
great place.
It's a
great place.
It's amazing.
You guys, your caregivers are great. Your whole, you know, environment's great. Which, you know, let's talk about environment. I know we're going to kind of go back and forth on what you guys do, because there's so much you guys do. But what really stands out to me is the multi-generation thing you guys do. That is so great. I mean, it's such a wonderful thing. Can you explain to our listeners really what that is?
Absolutely. So Mayberry is a very happy place. It's very warm. It does not feel like an institution or a facility. It's very loving. It's just like a home, only it's a much larger space. It's probably over 5,000 square feet. We have various rooms that we do activities in. As you had mentioned, the staff is phenomenal, very loving, caring, very passionate. But a really unique thing that Mayberry does, and we're one of the few centers across the country that's doing this, is intergenerational programming. So we have partnered with the Kids Academy that are actually in a wing of our building, and we're able to do intergenerational activities during the week. Preschool age.
Right.
They'll come out and do activities with our seniors, and that's a huge hit both for the young and the old. Mm-hmm. The young ones think they're all their grandma and grandpas.
Right.
And in terms of our seniors, it really gives them a purpose, an opportunity to feel needed, to kind of give back, to feel like they're teaching a younger person, that younger generation. So they really, really enjoy that.
Well, give us an example of some of the activities you do with the multi-generation stuff, which I know you guys did something for Valentine's. What did you guys do for Valentine's?
We sure did. Valentine's Day was great. So we celebrate all the holidays, of course, because that's a big deal to the young ones as well as the seniors. So, for example, for Valentine's Day, the seniors, we created homemade bags for each of the children in the program, made Valentine's, wrote out their names, bought a bunch of treats, and then we kind of set our seniors up at stations, and then the young ones came by and trick-or-treat. Basically, so they come by and they say hi to the senior, and then the senior puts their Valentine and the treats in their bags, and then we had a party afterwards. That's one example of something that just happened this week at Valentine's Day. But we do all types, like Easter. Last year, we'll do it again this year. We bought a couple hundred eggs, and then our seniors filled all the eggs. So again, a good cognitive activity, fine motor skills, cognitive activity. I want one jelly bean, one Hershey Kiss, put them in a plastic egg and seal it. We also kind of make it at that person's ability. So some people can do that independently. Some people need verbal prompting or a little bit of assistance, and some people need hand over hand. So we're able to kind of assist and meet your loved one wherever they're at.
Right.
But we filled over 200 eggs and went outside. We have like a garden area that has a little playground for the kids. Went out and hid the eggs in plain sight all over the playground. And so that was a huge hit with the kids coming out and picking up all the eggs and scrambling. And just a really big hit that we really enjoyed. So
that's so awesome.
Oh, that's it was funny. I was going to say 200 eggs. That's a lot of eggs.
It's a lot of eggs.
Especially if they're, you know, hidden quote.
Right.
Like 200, I could just see 200 eggs just laying out in a patio.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We found them for a few months after that, a few missing ones. Sure. Oh, here's another one.
Oh, that is great. That's great. So I could imagine what you guys do for Christmas. I mean, like you said, you guys probably do the whole holiday thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And then other things that are non-holiday related, we do exercises. So we have a giant parachute. You may remember when you were a kid,
yes.
You had the big colorful parachute and you hold the handles on the side and the kids will come out and there we do a kid and a senior and a kid and a senior.
Oh, cool.
And then we put to play popcorn. So you get the little mini softballs and they bounce them and try to knock the balls off. So just hearing the laughter between the seniors and the children, it's truly a wonderful thing. Again, it's genuine happiness and pure joy.
Well, I know we're going to take a break here in a minute. So let's get some contact information. If somebody wants to come, at least tour the place, like you said, and I know you've done this in the past and hopefully I'm not jumping ahead, but you've had someone come and maybe just stay for a couple hours and see if they like it.
Absolutely.
Which I think is a great idea. So, well, give us some contact information for our listeners. They can give you a call.
So Mayberry Senior Services, our phone number is 505-271-0000. Our web address is Mayberry, MayberryNM.com. MayberryNM.com.
Boy, those are some hard stuff. That's like the easiest stuff to remember.
Try to make it easy for us.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it makes it easier for the radio show host. That's for sure. That's great. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have a lot to talk about. I definitely want to talk more about Mayberry and wonderful services. And hopefully we'll get Tammy quit throwing things at me during our next segment. So don't go away. You guys held tight. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk more about Mayberry. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744 or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's MARIPOSA homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Jessica Lager with Mayberry Day Services. Is that right, or is it Mayberry Senior Services Day Center?
Yeah. I mean, it's technically Mayberry Senior Services, but we provide adult day programming. So
love it. Okay, so let's just start that over. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's perfect. Yeah,
right.
And again, I know you guys so well, but yeah, so Mayberry Senior Services for sure, and you guys provide a great service.
Thank you.
As we were talking during the break, I definitely want to kind of walk our listeners through, you know, kind of the environment at Mayberry, because I've been there. I know Tammy's been there. We're there frequently, and it's such a great place. I just really want to, you know, paint this picture for our listeners so they can understand it. And, of course, you know, I would sure hope they call you and at least come by and take a tour and, you know, and eat your food and all that good
stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And make some long-distance phone calls or something.
We serve a great lunch every day, so come on by.
Yeah, please. So tell us a little bit about Mayberry. Is it, you know, as you walk in, so is it one big room, different rooms?
It's a very warming environment. So, again, very calm, very warming. Clients are engaged. Very family type atmosphere. We actually call it the Mayberry family. So when you join, you're part of the family. Because again, we really try to focus on the whole family, not just the individual needing assistance, but also the caregivers, the daughter, the mother, the spouse that's caring for their loved one.
And that's why I said the longest phone call, because you know you have family that comes in and you know uses your phone, and next you know they're calling a buddy in Hawaii. Like, oh, I appreciate that. So you guys are like family. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Come on in.
Well, and I know Tammy can say the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
She visits all the time.
I'm there just about every afternoon, and I can't say that I've ever walked in and felt that there was any tension. All of the clients there are calm and happy and engaged in some sort of activity, and the caregivers themselves are just great people, helpful, happy. It's just a great place.
Yeah, this is starting to sound like an info commercial, but yeah, but you know, funny, but it's really the truth, and that's what I'm trying to convey to listeners. It really did. Again, you know, I know it sounds like an info commercial, but
for themselves,
yeah, it's the truth. I mean,
and that's a testimony, especially to our staff. I'm really proud of our staff. They work really hard, but they're genuinely passionate about serving our folks here at Mayberry. They're very well trained. Something important to note is the staffing ratio. So, Mayberry under the adult day program will never exceed a 1-to-5 ratio, though typically we're under that. Sometimes we're 1-to-3, sometimes we're 1-to-4, but we will never exceed a 1-to-5 ratio. And that does not count myself, the cook, any administration. Those are actual caregivers on the floor working with our clients. So I think your loved one would get individualized attention, more specialized than you would get if you go somewhere else. I know some of the state regs for residential homes, it's like a 1-to-15 ratio.
Yeah, which is craziness.
We give our folks a lot of love and a lot of attention. And again, just real proud of the staff. An example is we provided free on-site respite at the Alzheimer's Family Caregiver Conference in November. And I was reminding the staff the week before, hey guys, just so you know, we all have to work Saturday. We need to be there early, like 7:30, and it's going to be a full day. We probably won't get done till 4:30. Not backlash from a single. They were excited. They said, I can't wait. We're so excited to meet some new people, and we have a lot of great activities planned. So, you know, really that just affirmed.
How was the turnout? Did you guys provide a lot of respite?
Absolutely. We actually could have provided more. We were just limited based on the space, based on fire code and that type of thing. So we were able to provide, I believe, 15 slots respite to families for free so that their loved one could attend that conference.
Right.
So,
and I was just going to say that for our listeners listening, that's kind of what it was. So you were providing free care for their loved ones while they go attend a conference to, you know, give them the tools that they could be better caregivers.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's so awesome.
It is such a great deal.
It's
wonderful.
It's a feel-good, and we love that and love the opportunity, and we'll continue that partnership with the Alzheimer's Association here in New Mexico. They're wonderful.
That's right. That's right. What a great service they offer, for sure, which is kind of gets me back to the whole, you know, caregiver thing. I mean, it's important we take care of our caregivers.
You have to,
as well as family members, as well as people that work for Mayberry, which we were kind of talking even before the show. You know, the things you do for your caregivers. And I was like, wow, you know, that's good stuff. Yeah, for sure. Can I come work for you? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, really, that's good stuff. And as you know, it's definitely, it's a super hard job. It is. It really is.
And I don't think a lot of people give the caregivers that, you know, pat on the back or just the support that they sometimes need.
Right.
Yeah. And one thing about Mayberry and our staff is we have very, very low turnover. I know typically in the field of caregiving it's a very high turnover. We have very, very low turnover. I believe I've had possibly two employees leave in the history of the company.
Wow.
So that's about a little
that's
over.
That's great.
Yeah.
What were they
incredible.
Thinking?
What
they,
were they thinking?
They had no idea.
I know.
No
clue. But yeah, so we really have, you know, long-standing staff and people that want to be there, and I think that makes a difference.
It does. I mean, and you can tell, like I said, when I walk in there, everybody's happy.
Right.
And it's not like the caregivers aren't in one corner chatting about what they're going to do that night or on the weekend, and the clients are sitting alone. They're all engaged with each other, laughing. Everybody's having a great time. It's
the Mayberry family.
Welcome to the family.
You're right.
Right.
No, and speaking of caregivers, and you know, and I know we're going to get back into this. So the whole reason you guys are providing this service is, you know, to give family caregivers or family, you know, respite relief as well. I guess, you know, as people can, you know, live in other agencies or assisted living, they can come as well too. But
correct.
I feel that your main focus would be, you know, people that need a break. Like you said, you know, I mean, they're caring for mom or dad, or even it could even be spouses, you know, caring for their husband or wife. And hey, I need some time, you know, I need to take Mondays off and go do my thing. So, you know, why don't you go to Mayberry on Mondays or, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that is majority of kind of our target is having mostly the family. So a lot of spouses bringing their loved ones, their spouse to our program just so that they can have that much needed break. We're very flexible in terms of our scheduling. So Mayberry does not have a minimum number of hours that you have to attend. We don't have a 2 or 4 or 8 hour minimum for a day. You can pick the days, the times, how often you want to come to Mayberry. So we really try to gear it towards the needs of the family and meeting their needs. So if a loved one, again, had a doctor appointment, needs to go grocery shopping, go home and clean your house, take a nap, spend time with your friends and go to lunch and have that social connection. Because again, it's going to be important for that caregiver to take care of themselves. Because if that person should fall sick or get ill, you have to remember who's going to be there to care for the individual that needs assistance.
So what would you recommend? Let's say someone's listening now, like, oh, this would be great for, you know, my husband. I'll just say husband.
Yeah.
This would be great for my husband. Would they recommend to call you, come check it out, see if, you know, if they like it? I mean, what would you recommend? How would a person kind of start this whole process?
I would recommend you start by giving us a call. Again, 505-271-0000. Any of our staff can answer your questions. Yeah. But just start with a conversation. What is it that your needs? How can we meet your needs? And then set up a time for you to come by and tour. As Jason alluded, we'd be happy to even set up a trial, like a free trial of just a couple of hours for your loved one to try it, make sure that they feel comfortable, that you feel comfortable, and then just go from there. I can tell you basically 99.9% of the time, the person loves it, the family loves it, and they end up signing up. And again, the family gets to set the schedule. So if they want to say, okay, we'll start one day a week for 4 hours, that's fine.
Wow.
Almost all the time, though, by the second or third week, they're like, okay, can I add a day?
Right.
That caregiver finally realizes, oh, my goodness, I finally get a break. Right. I get a little time to myself to recharge my batteries.
I was just going to say that. So, you know, it's funny. A person could be a better caregiver when they get rest.
When they have rest.
Right,
and
you bet.
True.
It makes the environment, home environment, so much better when,
absolutely,
you know, the person gets a, you know, their respite. And honestly, as a home healthcare agency, we see that
all the time.
I mean, just families are just exhausted. And we get it, for sure. I mean, you can almost see literally the physical burden coming off their shoulders as soon as they get help. And I'm assuming, you know, a day services place, that's why I'm such a big proponent for it, is it just, I mean, that's the big time that people need help with, I think.
You
know, absolutely.
It really is.
Well, that's great. So, yeah. So I would recommend definitely our listeners at least give you a call. Come check it out. Yeah. And you guys are so easy to work with. I couldn't imagine. Yeah.
Well, I've been on that other side as a caregiver. So when I set up the company, I'm like, what would I want if I'm on the side and bringing my husband or bringing my mom? What would I want? And so I kind of set it up that sense to really try to be here to meet the needs of the families at the same time, serve our clients who have some special needs.
Now, I know you've talked about, you know, your staffing ratios, but also, so I'm assuming you guys help people with dementia. What about, you know, what about if you had someone come visit and like, oh, well, I'm sorry, my husband has a little dementia and he might forget about things. You guys,
that's our specialty. My heart, very near and dear to my heart, as I mentioned about my grandmother having Alzheimer's. So that kind of is our specialty, I would say, is dementia, Alzheimer's, the various types. There's several types of dementia.
You bet.
So we are very well versed, very well trained to work with individuals that have cognitive impairment, even early in the process, to middle stages, to even late, nearing the end.
Wow.
All about redirection, you know, getting them focused on something else, creating a happy environment. We find that typically someone with a cognitive impairment, a lot of times, as they further into the process, is going to mirror how you act. So if you greet them with a smile and good morning, how are you today, Mrs. Smith, that they're going to mirror your demeanor and your actions.
Absolutely.
And so I think, again, is our specialty, is the dementia.
I'll have to remember that and make sure I don't, you know, greet anybody with a, you know, with a terrible frown. I'm like, why is that person so mad at me? Well, because you greeted him with a frown. Yeah, that's great. That's good. Well, again, and I know we're going to take a break here shortly, but like you said, that's specialized training. So that's good to know. I mean, I know caregivers have to have training, you know, to deal with,
yes,
you know, deal with dementia.
Absolutely. And I'm actually a nationally certified dementia practitioner.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
See what I say? I told you. I was like, really? We could just have a show by Jessica.
I mean, so that is our specialty, but also not exclusive to that. So we also serve individuals that have Parkinson's disease, individuals recovering from a stroke. We have some elderly that are just very isolated. So they're home and maybe go hours or days without speaking to somebody else, which is very difficult.
That's
and will
so
cause a big decline very quickly.
I actually want to talk more about that. I mean, we do have to take a break here. That's actually, I do want to talk about that, Parkinson's, and definitely, you know, stroke recovery, because that's huge.
Yes.
So don't go away. We're going to take a quick break. I know you guys are looking at me like, oh, this guy's crazy. So we will pick right up there as soon as we get back. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-6000. 1744 or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's M-A-R-I-P-O-S-A homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking with Jessica Lager with Mayberry. I don't know why I always stumble over that. Mayberry Senior Services. I should know this by heart. Yeah, I see you guys daily. But yeah, Mayberry Senior Services. And again, you guys provide day services, wonderful activities, which we're going to get into. And, you know, a place that people can go to. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seniors can go to and have a good time.
Have a good time. It's all about the party.
That's right. That's right. Before we took break, I want to make sure we close on this a little. We talked about Parkinson's and how you guys definitely work with people with Parkinson's disease, and you guys work with people that, you know, with stroke recovery. Tell us a little bit about that. Is that special training you guys have to be? Have to go through? Is it just sensitivity, or I mean, how's your caregiver sound like?
All of that,
yeah. Right?
So
right.
Just understanding the disease, how, and again, every individual is different, so it's
right.
Not cookie cutter
mm-hmm.
where it's one size fits all. But
of
yes,
course.
So understanding like folks with Parkinson's who may get stuck or have hard time with motor control or movement may need some assistance in transferring or in moving forward. Or special training would be not to stand in front of them because it appears to be a blockage. There's a vision
right.
Component to it. And so just understanding and really meeting each person where they're at, understanding what their needs are, focusing on what they can do, not what they can't do.
Right.
And then we're here to kind of pick up the slack to assist them where they need.
Right.
Some of our folks with Parkinson's end up having a component of dementia or cognitive. So not all, mm-hmm. But some. But again, I think we do a good job in terms of kind of specializing depending
right.
on where that individual's at.
And that's what I want to talk about, because you guys are on all ends of the spectrum. You have
absolutely.
People that, yeah, that are very active and very, you know, love to come. I should say everyone loves to come, but, you know, different levels, I guess, all the way to people with Parkinson's and maybe having a tough time with their day. You guys do it all. So that's kind of what I wanted to make sure I relay out there. Am I correct on
nope,
that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. You guys look at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, whoa.
No.
Maybe I'm completely wrong.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And again, you would be surprised that even though we have the spectrum of folks that attend Mayberry on any given day,
right.
That they kind of do all come together like a family. They,
you bet.
You know, we have opportunity to break into smaller groups and do different activities, but I will tell you 9 out of 10 times, the group wants to stick together.
Right.
Which is kind of funny. We'll be like, okay, well, this group's going to do this, and this group can kind of do this. And 9 times out of 10, they all just want to kind of stick together as a group or a pack. It's a very social group, very mm-hmm. engaging. Again, a lot of cognitive stimulation, physical
right.
activity. So they really like to spend that time and be together.
Well, in my opinion, I would think that's why I would want my loved one to go.
Right.
It's the whole social
just
aspect of it.
Social.
Yeah, because,
so
I mean,
important.
Yeah, we don't want someone sitting at home.
Isolation.
You know, isolated,
just
yeah.
detrimental.
Yeah.
You bet, you bet.
Scientifically, they've done studies of folks that are isolated, and,
yeah.
and the decline happens very, very quickly, unfortunately, for our folks that don't get that interaction. So the social component, the physical component,
right.
The cognitive,
right.
again, your brain, if you don't use it, you kind of lose it. Mm-hmm. There's some truth to that. So just making sure you're maintaining just an active brain, an active
right.
lifestyle, again, exercises, things like that.
Well, speaking of social, let's talk about a regular day at Mayberry. What does a day look like at Mayberry? Give our listeners, you know, point, you know, beginning to end. Let's talk this. Yeah, walk
Absolutely.
Us through here.
So
walk us through slowly so we get the full
slowly.
Effect.
There
here.
You go. Well, we as human beings are very routine-based. So Mayberry, right. we do have a schedule at Mayberry. Right. We are open at 8 a.m. and we close at 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Wow.
So again,
hours.
Families are allowed to drop off, pick up any time during that. They set what their schedule is going to be. So a lot of our clients arrive between the 8 o'clock and 9:30 time slot. That seems to be the most popular time. At 10 o'clock every morning, we do exercises. Again, that physical component. Chair yoga, stretching, seated exercises, those types of
What's
things.
What's the most popular activity people love to do, do you think? I'm just curious on that.
That's really a hard question because really? We literally do so much. I mean, this month alone, February, we are doing the Winter Olympics. So we're doing a medal count
great.
Every day. We did an opening ceremony. We made torches for the ceremony. We're following the countries. We're going over what different Olympic
love
sports
it.
That we have. So we're kind of doing that as a daily component.
Hopefully you're not doing snowboard flips.
And
right.
Fine. We're building.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're building
that
in the backyard.
Yeah.
So like depending on what the month is, we kind of try to pick themes for the month. So right now alone, we have the Olympics going on. We just
great.
Had the celebration of Valentine's Day with the children. We've had Mardi Gras. It was Fat Tuesday this past week.
Cool.
And so
right.
We made Mardi Gras mass and had beads and things. I don't know what the favorite activity is because we do so many things and there's a great variety that they tend to really enjoy the majority of things that we offer. If for some reason an activity isn't really taking, we're real good at gauging that. Like we say, hey, we're going to try this today and majority of the group's not into it, we switch gears.
We just
change gears. We can always come up with a different activity, something else to do. If it's really not, which, again, 9 times out of 10, that's not going to happen, but we always have a backup plan in the event that the clients aren't engaged, because at the end of the day, it's truly about them.
You bet.
What they're interested in.
So we got to 10 o'clock hour activities.
Yeah. We're exercising now. Yeah, so after exercise, we do a morning activity, and I'll go over in just a minute what those various activities might be. We serve a hot lunch every day around 11:30. We make our lunch there fresh. It's a nutritious lunch there on site at Mayberry. Things such as green chicken chili enchiladas, chicken Alfredo, Taco Tuesdays, homemade lasagna, chicken pot pies. So,
So no cheese, no cold cheese sandwiches at your place?
No cold cheese sandwiches at our place.
Wow. So I have a hot lunch every day.
Every day.
That
and that's
so
included also
awesome.
In the pricing. That's not extra. That's included in the pricing for Mayberry.
That's great.
Yeah. So then after lunch, we have socialization. We do current events, this day in history, things that are more cognitive, visiting, memory games. We do another afternoon activity. After that afternoon, we also serve two snacks, at least two. Sometimes it's three or four, but we serve snacks throughout the day.
I was thinking at 10 o'clock hour, I was getting hungry.
You were already getting hungry.
I was already hungry, and I was like, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I was going to. I was like, well, hopefully there's a snack after my 10 o'clock activity.
We will feed you several snacks throughout the day. It's important to feed our folks. We want them happy. So we do an afternoon activity, and then after that, we break into smaller groups depending on, again, what they're interested in.
Right.
Unless as a group they want to stay together, and then we just, again, have that flexibility depending on what they want to do.
That's
but a big
so
focus
awesome.
On the cognitive portion, really trying to stimulate.
Like what kind of thing guys doing for cognitive? I'm just curious.
Things like think tank. Things like we have a huge whiteboard and we'll say, okay, the other day was National Pie Day. So not only did we go and we bring pies and we had pie for snack, we went and wrote on the board all the different types of pie. Blueberry pie, pumpkin pie. I mean, they came up with literally like 40 kinds of pie, which I was not even aware that were that many kinds of pie.
Can you tell us a pie that was on there? Like, wow, I had no idea that was
a pie. Yeah, I can. So we have one gentleman who used to be a professor who took the marker, the dry erase marker, walks up to the board, and he makes the pie symbol. 3.14176. We were laughing. We're like, you're
funny.
A genius. That's amazing. That is pie. You're correct.
Right.
So
that
type of thing to stimulate memories. Music is a huge component of our program that
music
we find that
great.
That's one of the last sections of the brain to really kind of as you're through the aging process.
So walk me through music. So what do you guys do for music? You guys karaoke?
Oh, absolutely.
Sing-alongs?
All of the above. Yeah, we do sing-along songs. We do karaoke. We have live music come in a couple times a month and perform for us.
Oh, great.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had children's theater companies come in and do plays and productions for us before. So,
oh, wow.
Any opportunity to sing, to kind of bring back memories. We had one gentleman attending the program who had dementia and kind of almost had become nonverbal.
Right.
Really through that process. He wasn't really speaking much. And we played old hymns from the past. And all of a sudden we turned around and he was belting the hymns word for word in tune.
That's amazing.
Amazing. So really activating those different parts of the brain. So,
wow, that is
And we love
great.
To dance. So when you have music and you have singing, you got to have the dancing.
You got to have
Man,
dance.
Mayberry sounds like a party.
It's a party every day.
Right.
Why are we all not attending? Mayberry, that's what I want to know.
Right.
Seriously, that is just wonderful.
Yeah.
So tell me some more about the activities. I know I interrupted you and you wanted to talk more about some of the activities you guys do.
So we do things I mentioned. We have live music. We have pet therapy that comes in a couple times a month. So we have therapy dogs that come in. Great with the clients. The clients love them. Small dogs, big dogs. Spending that time, the dogs are obviously well trained. They're certified. They can do tricks.
Really?
So neat.
That's a big hit. We have a professional artist come in also to do art with our folks.
Oh, wow.
She does some amazing work with our folks. As I'd mentioned, children's theater companies coming in. We have the Heritage Girls that come in once a month and volunteer and do activities with our seniors. We have the intergenerational activities, as
which
we discussed. Yeah, with the preschool kids. The after-school program has some elementary school kids that come over, like first through fifth grade. They like to come over in the afternoon and also spend some time with
their seniors. What are the stuff they're doing, like reading, I'm assuming?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They can do reading. They can play cards.
Right.
Puzzles.
The reason I said that, I did that when I was a kid. I lived right by in a rehabilitation center, and we used to go over there and read books.
That's
great.
Right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So again, more individualized attention for our folks that are going,
right,
and they can kind of put it up, and they make friends. They used to call them the grandma and grandpas, and now they're like, can our friends come out and play? Which
aww.
I just think is so wonderful.
Oh, that is great.
I think that's such an important
component, I think. Really. I mean, I can't imagine how wonderful that is. I'm sure that's well received.
It is. We enjoy it.
And gardening. You didn't mention gardening. And I know
gardening.
The reason I say this, I know you guys do it. So we
it's
talk
amazing.
About, yeah.
It's been cold, so we haven't done any gardening recently. But we have a really nice outdoor patio area that is secure, that has a little children's playground. So in the afternoon, when they get up from their naps, they start popping up like groundhogs at the window, watching for the seniors to come out and play.
That's great.
But area, we have gardening. Like, we've done strawberries and flowers and tomatoes. So we try our hand at the green thumb, and actually even have a whole herb garden and have used some of the herbs in the fall season in the lunches and the meals that we prepare.
That's great.
Wow, that is great. Well, let's get that contact information out real quick before we take a break, because I'm telling you, I'm in a whirlwind just thinking of all the activities. So what's your contact information?
The best number to reach us is 505-271-0000. You can also visit our website at MayberryNM.com. Also, I welcome you to visit our Facebook page. If you are on Facebook, check us out, follow us. We like to post a lot of the activities and things that we're doing throughout the week, so I welcome you to go and follow our page and stay current on that.
We can see all these activities on the Facebook.
Absolutely.
Oh,
awesome.
You know
good
us.
Times.
We're big Facebookers. Yeah. We a lot of our listeners on Facebook, so that's a good way to reach out.
Great.
Well, don't go away. We definitely have some more to talk about, Mayberry, and I know you're excited to tell us. Yeah. We've got a lot of activities. We'll talk about.
Absolutely. We could talk about this all day.
That's right. Well, don't go away. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott, and I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have an older one that needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744 or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's MARIPOSA homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking with Jessa Lager with Mayberry Senior Services. You know, that's funny. I think I put a jinx on myself. Yeah, seriously. Yeah, I'm just going to mess up the whole time. This is Jessica Mayberry with some kind of services.
Works for me.
Yeah, no. We know you so well. And yeah, Mayberry Senior Services. You guys do such a great job. We've been talking through the show about what you guys do. Really, I was kind of laughing over the break is, I was in a whirlwind with all you guys' activities. I was literally exhausted just listening to what you guys do.
We sleep well at night, that's for sure.
Yeah,
that's
which is, again, great, because it goes back to, you know, other experiences that not only us personally have had, but I know other people have, where, you know, they drop a loved one off somewhere and they literally do nothing.
Right.
You know, sit in front of a TV or
sleep
or play
bingo
for 10 hours a day.
Right.
But, which, again, I know we talked about that. I love bingo too, but I surely don't want to play it, you know, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Oh, right. No, sounds terrible.
Yeah. You guys do so many wonderful things. And, you know, and we can, you know, go through it all again, but I don't know if my show's long enough. But, you know, honestly, I think, you know, everything from the yoga, the gardening, I mean,
everything.
Such wonderful things. And again, I can't emphasize, maybe because I'm hungry, that's why, but you guys do a hot lunch.
Right.
Yeah, a hot lunch. I mean, really. And you were kind of mentioning earlier when we were talking during the break, you guys even do like red chili and the whole thing, huh?
Our cook spoils our folks. She loves them. And so, yeah, we've got a few individuals that like the red chili, so they'll make fresh homemade red chili, bring it in.
Love it.
Yeah, so it's really good. We try to customize as best as we can to try to meet the needs of as many people as we can. So
yeah, you know,
great meals.
And I know our producer always reminds me, but I know we're gonna have a cook off one of these days. Yeah, maybe year five, but someday we're gonna have a cook off with all the people on the show. But so I think we're gonna throw you in the mix.
I'll host it.
Oh, yeah. That would be great.
Oh, you're gonna host it. Oh, that's nice.
At Mayberry.
Well, I don't know because we're gonna throw you in the mix as far as judging too. So I don't know. Would you judge your own food?
My chances. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was kind of weird Mayberry one, and we're hosting it at Mayberry.
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's funny. So, I wanted to talk, we kind of have talked about it all. And again, I know, but I just wanted you to kind of pitch you in the hot seat real quick. What kind of feedback are you guys getting? I know your guys' feedback, and we have customers and clients that go to your place as well, and we get great feedback, of course. I wouldn't have it on the show if so, but what kind of feedback are you getting?
Positive feedback. As I'd mentioned earlier, like the families, it's always kind of a difficult decision to start the program. Right. Any change is hard. So typically they'll say, okay, we'll start one day a week for a few hours. And by the second week, they're like, okay, how many days and hours can I come? Because they realize how important that break is and how much they got done or they were able to rest. We've gotten really positive feedback from the families. As I'd mentioned, a lot of spouses bringing their husbands or spouses bringing their wives. Some adult children who are still working full-time Monday through Friday, they can bring mom and dad to the program. It's very affordable, probably the best value in New Mexico in terms of when you're talking cost and for the service that is being provided.
And I'm glad you said that because sometimes people don't realize when you were talking about all this stuff, that's included.
Everything.
All of
that's what
included.
I mean. When it's funny, when you're going through that stuff and talking about lunch, it's like, man, what a killer value. I mean, you can't beat that with any kind of senior service.
You
in my
really
opinion. I think it's one of the best value senior services, paid services that you can get. I really truly believe that. I mean,
well, thank you
for what you guys provide and for what people pay. I'm almost wondering, like, well, how are they keeping the doors open now?
Right.
but really, you guys do such a great job. And again, you're not serving cold cheese sandwiches.